you had just completed a course on a certain piece of equipment, and probably at that stage might have been the only person in the area, or even in Kent, who'd done this. And how did this all relate to the 22nd of September 1989, the day of the bombing? How did you get involved, right, and when?
During the construction phase of the Channel Tunnel, the fire brigade early on identified the need for specific rescue equipment that we could carry on an appliance that could be used in any emergency in the Channel Tunnel. One of the pieces of equipment that they'd designated for this appliance was something called a thermic arc cutting equipment. It's very similar to oxyacetylene cutting equipment. You use gas, it's hot gas burning through metal. A similar type of piece of equipment to that. Not exactly the same, but it does the same job. A colleague and I from Folkestone Fire Station were identified as two people who could go and be taught how to operate this piece of equipment. We actually had a three-day course up in Hull where the manufacturers of this piece of equipment come from. We went up there and spent time up there learning all about this equipment. And this was only 2 weeks before the incident at Deal. So we come back from that and obviously then had to set up a training program for it, albeit already carried on the appliance. But of course, at this stage, we hadn't commenced any real in-depth training. We'd showed people it because it was a very impressive piece of equipment for us within the fire service. But we hadn't started training anybody yet. So the only people in the county who were trained in it were myself and my colleague. It's quite amazing actually, because the equipment was at the company that produced it were involved in all sorts of procurement for the services. And initially that's where this equipment come from. It was actually used by the SAS for breaking into various buildings at some stage.